Here is a reading chosen excerpts from Connecting the World in the Last Generation, excerpt number 28. The Peace, excerpt number 28. There is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is, love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in the article Matan Torah. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you will feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation will be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and every one will rise over higher beyond measure.
Yeah, that's how we need to see it. We are going through a series of blows brought on by the coronavirus, and there are additional blows on the way, and we will not be able to avoid them unless we begin to understand what is the reason for the blows nature is bringing upon us, both on the biological level and the human level, social level, and so on, so forth. And until we understand, what is he saying? There is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure Creator. Meaning, if we bestow to one another, because by that we are giving contentment to the Creator. Let's say like children who relate to one another well, instead of fighting. Like little kids, right, that they really want to fight. But in order to give contentment to their mother, they make peace between themselves. They overcome their desire to fight and quarrel and argue. And only because of their mother, they make peace. By that, they acquire mother's character, her intellect, her qualities. By that, they become grown-ups, special. So we have no other choice but to try and organize ourselves like that, at least within the framework of our organization. At least there. Inside the tents, inside the groups, inside the different connections, when we make the connections between us such that we can imagine to ourselves that this is how we are giving contempt to the Creator, and in return we will receive the support from Him. Gratitude will be on our part and support on His part. And that's how we advance until we acquire His nature and be adhered to Him. we'll see all of reality from one end to another, above time, space, motion, above all the limitations of this world, this physical world. And we'll see Him across spiritual distances, spiritual phenomena, in faith above reason, as we said. Okay?
אז מה שנקרא, אנחנו קראנו 27.
Read 27.
כן. Rav, can I ask a question?
Sure.
The period that we're in now, humanity, all these blows that are about to come, they're going to show humanity how helping each other is actually about the will to receive. This is what we're going to discover.
Blows that come to us from the Creator, they are typically multifaceted. They're complex. First of all, they serve to disconnect humanity from unnecessary work, jobs, clean up the world, the environment, the atmosphere, ecology as we call it, water, air, soil, everything. That's one thing. Clean up human society. So it will stop engaging in unnecessary things. So they will be more available. And will consider stopping these unbridled businesses without any thought and any understanding, thinking, what else can I open? What other business can I have? So someone will give me money and I will burn it in some nice places. Meaning everything around maximum exploitation of nature and energy and maximum destruction of their time, their life. The Creator wants to put those things in order. Otherwise, humanity will never stop itself. Rather, it will be like those futuristic films that are scary to watch. How humanity lives in this distorted lifestyle, dystopian, and nature is not nature. We know. So these blows are working to remove us from these imaginary dealings and businesses. It's all those things that we do instead of engaging in spirituality. When we follow the thoughts and desires, the ears, the eyes after a man's desire instead of spirituality, which is the opposite. So the Creator is putting us in our place. We have only one problem. How can we return to businesses that are essential, necessary, the right kind, not to jump again into businesses that are forcefully bringing everyone back to action? That's a problem, because what I'm seeing right now, all the business owners that had a tiny bit of a business that was totally unnecessary for humanity. It has nothing to do with basic needs of food or anything. They want to insist on bringing it back, and it's not going to work out. And if it will work for a while, it will fall again. But nobody wants to listen. So we shouldn't talk about it unless someone asks. So if they do, I say that this is bad to return you know, to bring back those businesses without giving them a good shake-up to bring them back to normal. It will cost us a lot of money, which humanity doesn't have. We've spent billions upon billions, trillions of dollars. So we'll have none. We'll have no more means by which to reestablish ourselves. Or it's possible that we've come to a state where we need such a general crisis, a final terminal crisis, for the management of everything according to the ego, according to the will to receive. Please, may it happen. I cannot say. I think that the best way is if humanity would begin to think in an opposite direction, how to limit itself gradually and to transfer itself through the proper education to an attitude of bestowal. So darkness will shine as light, so this world will reach to the, will rise to the degree of the upper world in the right way. But I don't think it can happen without dissemination. So we have to work on dissemination. Belarus. It's a catastrophe.
What comes from the Creator and what reaches the Creator? How can we understand what does the Creator want?
The Creator wants only one thing, that we will be connected, and specifically in the connection between us, he'll be able to shine his light. And other than that, we need nothing. When his light comes and clothes in us in the web of connections between us, it brings us all the good, the mind, the feeling, how to arrange everything, how to organize it. Everything comes from above, from the upper light, but that's in the condition that we'll have the good connection between us. And this connection also is something we have to try and establish and ask of him every moment. We do something, we ask of him. We do something, we ask of him again. So he delights in the fact that we ask of him to do, and we enjoy what he is doing to us. Let's go on.
To understand the Creator's logic, the nature of human development, suppose a child grows up in a family where the parents bought a car together, a house, flew someplace, he built a business, he didn't want to harm anyone, suddenly he gets this kind of blow or virus that leaves him without a business, without nothing. He's told, look, you're a consumer, you live incorrectly, but who taught him to live correctly? Meaning, why so crudely? Because we don't raise children that way. If you look from the side how the Creator behaves with the world, toward the world, it looks like there's no good there, no mercy, but roughness and toughness.
The fact that the Creator is treating the world cruelly is something we have to examine. I see it differently. I see the Creator as good, who does good to everyone, but that our egos, exactly, when the upper light comes, it corrupts the work of the upper light and it does the opposite. That's what I see. Why does the Creator allow things to be this way? Because He created the evil inclination. He's doing it so we would hate the evil inclination and desire to get rid of it. That's it. But each one is judging according to his own flaws, meaning you're right to say it, because that's how you feel it, that's how you see it. But the reality is what it is, but if you want to rise above reality, you have only one thing. So, which is either go to religion, there you simply sedate yourself by something, mostly by the fact that for everything bad that you receive here, you'll get rewarded later, which is of course a lie. But the Creator doesn't have enough to with which to pay you now. Or you go above reason. Other than that, there's no other way, really. You have to understand that we are inside of nature. And nature has laws. And if we wish to use those laws correctly, there's no problem. We'll be able to succeed. But only on the condition that we'll learn these laws and do it. But you could say, well, no one taught that poor little kid. Why didn't anyone teach him the laws of nature of the Creator? What did he want from him? Right, you are correct. But now they're coming to him and they're teaching him. And you could say, how are they teaching him using this coronavirus? Yes, through the coronavirus, because there is no other way. And you will always be right and justified. It's set up in such a way that if a person wishes to argue with the Creator, then he's justified and the Creator is justified, because they cannot be on the same level. Rather, one is in Bina and one is in Malchut. And there's always an opposition between them. There's nothing you can do about it. You cannot do anything. That's why each judges according to his own flaws. And that's how it continues until a group like ours is trying to build in the world a certain system of correction. So let's see what's going on with us now. When we see daily what is causing us this virus, COVID-19, let's see what he's doing with us. You will see how much we will change. We will change. We will simply carry on our path. We'll study in the morning, sometimes at noon, sometimes in the evening, whenever we can. The main thing is the morning lesson. And to be in contact with the Ten. And to be connected as much as possible. And then you will see how much those things, which are little and seemingly they do nothing, you'll see how powerful they are and how, to what extent they will change the world. For sure. Without a doubt.
PT25.
Rav, previously Michael asked you and you said a few words that sound like you started explaining something. What I wanted to say is that you told the group that there's no leader to take it and lead the world.
Of course there isn't. You won't be able to find anyone among the leaders of the world. They are egoists. They have reached the top. And one who reached a higher peak is a bigger egoist, because the competition between them is how egoistic can any of them be and bend the others below him. So you think anything good will come out of them? Of course not.
So how will it happen that these things will become true?
Only through the people. When this idea will reach the people and spread among them, expand through the nations, and then these big managers will lose their power. Since what can they do to manage anything? Only this way, when the upper light will ride over the nations, humanity, and through us, it will influence them. And then they will understand who is the head, Bnei Baruch, who is the goof, the body, all of humanity. And those today's leaders will be the tail.
But these leaders have to be Kabbalists.
Yes, so you will be by then a great Kabbalist. And you and others like you. Yeah, why not? Well, you think Rabbi Shimon wasn't a baby and a child and a youth? All the great ones, that's how they grow up. No problem there. One who is tied to us daily, he wants to belong to the system. Doesn't matter what, you know, how old he is, because in spirituality there's no death. You continue in any state. You just keep going. Don't think that this is until death do us part, how they say. There's no such thing. As it's written, the righteous have no rest, neither in this world nor in the next. So we'll come to it and do it. We're already listed. Don't worry, where we need to be listed.
PD24. Good morning, Rav. The blows that humanity is getting, should it bring everyone to a state where they can start seeing that the upper force is controlling everything, that there's nothing else, that there's none else besides him, or to just change our lifestyle?
And in the blows, there are many forms, many modes. There are blows that come because it's time. There are general blows that have to reach humanity. There are blows that must come to the ten and to an individual, and so on and so forth. There are many kinds of blows. There's a whole masechet, a whole portion about blows in the Babylonian Talmud. So you have all kinds. But the main thing is that we have to consider about the blows that come because we are late on the way to end of correction. These are blows that come as a whip from behind to give us a little blow from behind, so we will rush forward towards corrections. And there are different modes in them as well. Right now it's an economic crisis. Where did we get an economic crisis? From the health crisis, and there will be more. Look, we had a very short wave of this virus, and we already can say how we're going back to normal. No one expected it to be so deep, so special. And we don't know what to do. Where's the money? Money ran out. We don't know what to do. We don't know.
What is the indication of that we're falling behind?
The blow itself. If we could run ahead of the pace the Creator sets, then there would be no blows. We would be developing faster than the blow can reach us. If we don't come to the next degree positively, it appears to us negatively, which is what we call a blow, not through the light, but through the darkness. But let's hope that from the first blow we can do it. I have a hope that humanity will begin to see that it is instead of helplessness. Because both the politicians and economists, also around the world, all the heads of state, everybody's like little kids standing confused like that and don't know what to do. So I think this perplexity is going to bring this to a state where everyone's going to have a question on their minds. And then the Creator will arrange it so they will hear us. Or here we have to start behaving with a new method, with a new software, which is us. Okay. I don't know. We're already going over time.
No, focus group.
Focus group.
Elad is asking, what are we missing in our dissemination that it doesn't reach people's heart? We see that humanity is growing wiser, using different tactics to bypass the corona.
Right, let's say it's so. I'm not going to answer it. There are many opinions. Let's say it's an opinion. Where we have info, please.
Hello, friends. Two important updates about dissemination in Israel. Today is Lag BaOmer. We have a landing page with our best content. We're inviting everyone to go on that page, share it. You can find it on...
You can also hear yesterday's lesson. You can watch yesterday's lesson, right? It's somewhere up there already, right? Yesterday's evening lesson where I spoke about Lag BaOmer.
It's on Kabbalah Media.
Yeah, bring all those Lag BaOmer lessons so people would be able to watch them from all the years. All the best.
Okay. And also another update about online learning. We have the relationships course that was postponed a bit, and the rest of the courses are continuing as usual. We have live broadcasts during the week. All the details on u.cub.co.il. And we're starting at 10 a.m. today with Norma and Rav, 10 till 10:45, then Owen Levy till 11:45. Everything is broadcasted, translated. In the afternoon, we're moving to a recorded lesson, and it will be a series of one of the prefaces of the preface, but one of the series. And the idea is that we'll study it together, that we'll connect at 1:30. Then in the evening, from 6 till 7, this will be a lesson given by the friends, live, 6 till 7. We'll see excerpts from the lesson. It's without Rav. This is our new schedule.
כן, ועדכון מצוות הטכנולוגיה. אז דבר ראשון, בקשה...
Tech team update, please.
כאשר אתם שואלים שאלה...
When you ask a question,
כמו שאתם יודעים, יש את הכפתור האדום, להמתין לכפתור...
There's the red button, wait for the red button, and start asking the question only after the red button appears.
כאשר סיימתם לשאול את השאלה...
And what's real important is, after you've finished asking a question, mute your mic. Because there are always background noises. Everything is heard. You touch your earphones, you move a cup. So please get used to this. You finished asking a question, mute. Also about what Rav said before, about future developments that the technology department is now building, exactly what Rav asked for, buttons, 1 and 2, so we can all start voting. So that all the thousands of people that are with us will be able to vote and influence. Really hope that next week it'll be running. And until the end of this week, we'll see another beautiful development that every group, suppose if the Haifa group was dispersed on throughout several screens or windows, they could be able to see themselves together. Also, Baltia, Petach Tikva, doesn't matter who, meaning you will be able to watch your group as a 10 together. And let's sing.